AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Muslims are gathering in Saudi Arabia for the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. But this morning, we're learning of a tragedy. A stampede near Mecca has killed at least 453 people. Our Adam Schreck is overseas.
Mina is an area that houses lots of pilgrims who take part in the pilgrimage. There are well over 100,000 tents that are set up for pilgrims to use. So it's a pretty crowded area, although it is quite well organized.
4,000 emergency workers are responding to the area, in addition to the 100,000 security forces who are overseeing crowd management. Now to Washington, where Pope Francis will address Congress 2 hours from now. And leaders are asking lawmakers to behave. Don't react if you hear something you don't like. Don't jump up and applaud if you hear something you do like. Democratic Congressman Dan Lipinski.
We all want to do that. We're politicians, and we're passionate about what we believe. But I think in doing so, it's using the Pope.
Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
For House Speaker John Boehner, Pope Francis's appearance is the culmination of a 20-year effort to get a Pope to address Congress.
It's going to be one of the biggest events in the history of the Capitol, and members on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the Capitol are looking forward to it.
Pope Francis is expected to talk about a variety of issues, including abortion and climate change, though his comments are not expected to exclusively mirror the views of either Republicans or Democrats. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Now to Berlin and the Volkswagen scandal. A Volkswagen official says he expects more heads to roll over the emissions scandal. Longtime CEO Martin Winterkorn stepped down yesterday. This is AP Radio News. Gossip from the campaign trail. Florida Senator Marco Rubio and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush hate each other, but they can't say it. That's what Donald Trump said at a campaign event in South Carolina. He's taking on Democrat Hillary Clinton, too, calling her shrill and saying her campaign is cratering.
She's got horrible numbers. She's coming down like a really, really sick rocket. She's coming down, and we're going to see what happens. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I don't think she's going to do well.
Donald Trump on the campaign trail. Cowboy the Horse is retiring from the Los Angeles Police Department after 18 years. Cowboy is 21. He's been with the department since he was 3. Though he's retiring from the LAPD, he's got another job lined up. He's going to be working with children who have disability, giving them horseback rides. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.